KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic, 33 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy and windy once again, a high around 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. A Nebraskan who took a long test drive in a vehicle from an Iowa car dealer has been sentenced for theft. 28-year-old Michael Detty of Lincoln, Nebraska, pleaded guilty Monday and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. An arrest affidavit says Detty took a sport utility vehicle from Fleming Motors in Council Bluffs on January 14th. He called a couple of hours later to say he was going to pick up his father and have lunch. A Fleming salesman asked Detty to bring back the SUV. The affidavit said the SUV was found 4 days later in Urbandale, about 115 miles away. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved an agreement with UMB Bank to purchase general obligation, corporate purpose, and refunding bonds, the value of which will not exceed $5 million. Chip Schultz with UMB says the agreement sets the rates for the bond issue at 1.49%.
Bonds will be offered to Atlantic Community Banks over the course of the next several days and into early next week first, and then from there it's up to us to, you know, get the bonds sold to other investors. Or we have the option of them going into our own bank portfolio as well as an investment.
Schultz says an A-plus rating with a Standard & Poor's has been affirmed, so things look good from a financing standpoint.
You have an out-to-exceed amount of $5 million, okay. But the total relating to refunding the 2007-11 series is $2 million. The savings is right about $80,000. There's different ways to look at that, but it's a positive move for the city. Then the rest will fund municipal library improvements. You've got the stormwater improvements, that's about $1 million. There's police and fire equipment, and then there are street improvements of just over $1 million that are included all in one financing.
City Administrator John Lund says the bond issue saves taxpayers more than $33,200. Efforts to bring high-speed fiber optic internet service to more businesses and later residences in Atlantic are becoming more organized with approval Wednesday night by the Atlantic City Council of a feasibility study and cost analysis agreement. The agreement between the city and Oak Hill Consulting Incorporated will cost the city $18,000. Councilman Bob Cord said the study is expensive, but, quote, none of us are authorities on what's going to happen. It's an opportunity to answer a lot of questions that currently are being solved in the coffee shops. There is an internet, fiber optic internet service to the city now, but businesses need higher speed service. Mayor Dave Jones and others have said that a backup provider is necessary, as evidenced by a widespread outage earlier this week caused by a severed MediaCom fiber optic cable near Carroll that took out all phone and internet service in and about 15 other communities. City Administrator John Lund said that he and the mayor have been working since the fall of last year on ways the city can move forward with fiber optic connectivity. That includes talking with MediaCom and CenturyLink, partnering with other cities in the county, and getting grants for the project. But Lund says Atlantic doesn't qualify for the grants because of its size. A project in Waverly, which would be similar in scope, cost that city around $8 million. The mayor said the feasibility study is the best way to move forward right now.
So we thought if that's a little bit of money now to see where we need to go, or instead of just kicking the ball down, or use an old city administrator's term, kicking the ball down, kicking a can down the road, which I really don't like to guide. But that's basically, we thought it'd be a very good, if there's a man for it, see where it is, let's do something, go and get some better brains on than ours.
John Lund agreed, saying the city couldn't afford to take on the type of debt necessary to set up the infrastructure on its own.
We can't take on a $10 million debt. That would double our debt capacity, and that would take us well over 100%. We'd have to have it'd be kind of like a shell utility that would take on the debt, process revenues and things like that. I mean, to create a brand new AMU today, I mean, it would take a lot of money.
Lund says it's his understanding Atlantic is too large to be treated like a charity by the federal government to receive a grant to get the city connected, and too small for the private sector to look at Atlantic as a profit.
My understanding on where Atlantic is that we're too large to be treated like a charity by the federal government and get grants to make us connected, but we're far too small for the private sector to look at us as a profit. So they haven't made us a priority And we're that size. We're just kind of stuck in the middle.
The cost of the study will be paid for through the local option sales tax progress fund. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday adopted an amended fiscal year 2016 county budget and fiscal year 2016 Iowa DOT Secondary Roads Department budget. The amendment includes a revenue increase of $1.828 million, an expenditure increase of just over $1.016 million. Cass County Engineer Charles Marker explained part of the revenue increases came from the Road Use Tax Fund, otherwise known as the gas tax monies from the state.
At the time we prepared last year's budget, which is early in the year, January and February, there was discussion of the road use tax, the gas tax being increased, but obviously it had not happened, so therefore we were not eligible to do our increase in our budget anticipating that. The actual revenue started coming in around June, which would have been the beginning of the fiscal year last year. So we, in essence, received all of our gas tax money for fiscal year 2016, and that's the reason for the amended budget. That increase represents about $500,000 to Cass County. $200,000 of that was put into additional rock to put on the roads. The other was allocated for three substandard bridges, which would have been shown under our construction program, which we now have contracts to repair those this summer.
Marker said the extra dollars from the road use tax fund are greatly appreciated. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman explained other changes include increases of $25,000 for public safety and legal services.
Basically, the increase the attorney. He was then visited with you, of course, about hiring another assistant. So that was increased $15,000. Medical examiner fees were higher than we expected. So while we were doing the budget amendment, we added an additional $10,000 there for autopsies and other medical examiner expenses.
Capital projects and debt service also figured into the amendment.
With the loans we've got, basically we had to convert things from general expenditures to debt service, and so there's an increase in capital projects by $844,000 to transfer the monies to the debt service fund. And then those monies need to be increase for the debt service fund for 707 Poplar across the street, $380,000, and the debt service to pay off the E911 equipment loan. Those revenues come in from the public safety communications 911 service.
In other business, the Cass County Supervisors approved a contract with Rasmussen Mechanical Services for the courthouse boiler and burner project. Police in Creston say one person complained of pain but was not transported to the hospital following an accident Wednesday afternoon. Officials say a 2002 Ford Escort, driven by 25-year-old Dennis Smith of Creston, was traveling north on Vine Street just before 3 p.m. when Smith failed to stop at the controlled intersection with Mills Street. When he pulled out in front of a 1999 Jeep Cherokee driven by 16-year-old Cameron Milslagle of Creston, the vehicles collided, causing $4,000 damage. Police cited Smith for failure to obey a stop or yield sign. A man from Dallas County died Wednesday during a single vehicle accident in Polk County. The Iowa State Patrol says, according to witnesses, for reasons unknown, a 2015 Volvo SUV driven by 64-year-old John Lint of Dallas Center veered off Interstate 80 westbound at around 3:50 p.m. and entered the North Ditch, where it struck a tree before coming to rest. The accident happened on the north side of Des Moines, about a mile west of the Highway 69 exit to Ankeny. Lint was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident remains under investigation. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.